You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show rolls on. We're talking a lot of high school hoops today. Just got done talking with Appleton Parkersburg girls basketball coach Brady Driscoll, and now we're going to talk some boys hoops. Wapsie Valley High School coach Marty McCowan, our guest right now. Coach McCowan, how you doing? Thanks for joining the show.
I'm staying warm, trying to stay warm like everybody else right now, and always love being on the show. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. You've got another great team, 10-3 overall this season, 5-0 in an incredibly tough North Iowa Cedar League. But Coach McCowan, we got to get right to it here. Your team started 2-3, and you've won 8 games since. You got to tell us how that's happened.
A lot of it was just us getting used to the new chemistry that we have together. We graduated a couple of our point guards and off guards last year, and we really went from a whole distance system than what we were running a year ago. Even though we did a lot of work in the off season, until you actually get in a game situation, it's tough to simulate what's going to happen to you. So, you know, we went from a very guard-oriented type of offense to one that I haven't done for a lot of years, and we do a lot of post-interior work and still have some great guard play to go with it. And so changed our system, changed our mindset a little bit, and the kids have really bought in well. And like you said, 1-8 in a row, we're very excited about it.
I find that fascinating, Coach McCowan, because so many times you'll find coaches that will be resistant to change with their scheme, their system, whatever they want to call it. What did you and your staff know that gave you the conviction that we need to make changes, and these are the changes we need to make so we can be our best version?
That's an attitude change that I had years and years ago. And when I speak to different coaches about it, when I spoke at clinics, I said one of the coolest things about being a high school basketball coach is you can have a mindset of what your system is going to be, but the kids that you have given to you each year is going to dictate it. Unlike a college basketball coach who can recruit kids into their system, our kids are given to us each year, and it's our job as coaches to make the best fit for our program and for our kids so they can be successful. And I say it's one of the greatest things about being a high school coach is figuring out what you can do to help your kids be successful.
Wapsie Valley boys basketball coach Marty McCowan, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, all seniors and juniors is what I see on your roster. So it's good to have a veteran group to learn a scheme change. I also imagine, too, just kind of within the throes of a game, having that much experience, that gives you the ability to maybe make some changes on the fly that you otherwise might not make with a different roster.
Yeah, it does. And our kids are very receptive to the coaching that they get. I was actually just talking to somebody about it a little bit ago that, you know, you see when you make corrections and make changes with kids, you can see that how they feedback just by looking in their eyes and how they're receptive to it. And our kids are so good. You know, we sit down and say, hey, you need to do this instead of that. And instead of taking it as a negative and a criticism, they take it as a way to build and make themselves stronger. So, and helping, it helps being juniors and seniors. You know, they've been through it a couple of years. They know what's going on and very receptive to being coached.
Beyond the fact that your team, as you described, Coach McCowan, has grasped the scheme and they've really taken off with it, tell us during this 8-game winning streak, you know, a couple things that have really stuck out to you where you go, man, if we continue to do that, we'll be a factor in the postseason.
I think one of the big things that we've done is defensively kind of come into where we're at and where we're comfortable. We took a defense that we were playing early in the year, and since Christmas have not even put it on the court again and changed it with a different defensive system. And, again, trying to figure out as coaches where we could be successful at. And a lot of what we do starts on the defensive end, being able to figure out what we can do to give the other team some distress. That way we can be successful. And as we all know, rebounding a missed shot and going into transition, a heck of a lot easier scoring than it is rebounding a made shot out of the net and having to get down the court that way.
And how about the North Iowa Cedar League? Because as I mentioned at the top, I mean, whether it's girls or boys basketball, I mean, the conference is incredible.
Yeah, we were laughing about it a lot as coaches that, you know, you don't ever walk into a game at on a Tuesday or Friday night and go, well, okay, this is going to be a cakewalk tonight. And, you know, it's a great thing for teams going into tournament time, because and there are some places where you go that you're going to have multiple games, maybe two or three games in a row, where you're going to win by a lot of points. And all of a sudden you get into district semifinals, district finals, sub-state games, and you got to play back-to-back games. If your kids aren't used to it, that's a lot of trouble. And that's the great thing about our league. It is so well coached, and the kids play so hard that there are no nights off. And then when you get to tournament time, it's a huge payoff.
Mm-hmm. And you spoke, Coach McCowan, about the defense and the improvements that you've made there. Tell us a little bit about the offense. How do you feel about that? You mentioned it's more post-oriented. Are you focused right now on just continuing to do the things you're doing well, or do you think, man, we got to put some polish on this or that?
Oh, yeah, we change. I'll be very honest with you. We change a lot from game to game, depending on what kind of defense we're going to see. We'll go from looking at sometimes a three-out offense to a four-out offense to a five-out offense, trying to take advantage of what we think our kids can take advantage in. One of the really nice things about our team this year is how unselfish they are. And you don't hear this very often, but I have to tell my kids sometimes, hey, you passed up a great shot. And they pass the ball to, you know, one of their teammates. And if you can believe it, as a coach, you have to tell a player, no, you should have shot the ball. You know, that just doesn't happen very often. And our kids are great at sharing the basketball. And, you know, if you look at our starting five, they're averaging 8 points a game to 15 points a game. And so it's not like you can walk into a game against us and go, oh, we're going to take him mm-hmm. out of the game, and then not worry about the other ones because they share the ball so well.
Your senior, Gunnar Meyer, he's averaging 15 points per game. Tell us about Gunnar, his game, what he does to be able to produce at that level.
The nice thing about Gunnar is he has the ability to score inside and outside both. You know, his three-point percentage is around 37 or 38%, I believe. And he has the ability to finish at the rim. To be very honest with you, probably athletically one of the best athletes I've ever coached. I mean, he will throw a duck down and sometimes have to move his head off the side so he doesn't hit it on the rim. And then two plays later, he could turn around and knock down a three-point shot from 22 or 23 foot. And as soon as it leaves his hand, it looks good. So for the other teams, he's a tough guard. I mean, so you imagine you're trying to guard him, and you have to make a decision. Am I going to guard him with a big, with a small, and how I'm going to try to do it? So he makes it a tough matchup for the other teams. And on top of it, he's averaging like 3.5 or 4 assists a game. So he's willing to give the ball up too.
Just sounds like such a valuable player, particularly in today's game, Coach McCowan, where you see teams just hunting matchups. And really, you know, that seems like something that's deciding a lot of games nowadays, where if it's a small ball five or it's maybe a longer athlete that can play out on the perimeter, it just seems like it's such a big part of the game right now.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, again, Gunner's ability and his willingness to share the ball. The last game we played, our opponents made a decision that they were flat out not going to let him catch it easily. And so Gunner, and I don't have the stats in front of me, but I know he had 6, 7, maybe 8 assists in that game. And the other kid stepped up. You know, we had Casey O'Donnell scored 20 points in that game. And, again, it's because of how unselfish the kids are. And Gunner did a great job of, when he was double-teamed, giving the ball up and making sure we got it to somebody that was open.
A few more minutes here with Wapsie Valley High School boys basketball coach Marty McCowan on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Your junior, Mason Harder, he's on that other end, like you talked about, Coach McCowan, 8 to 15 points per game, great balance in your lineup. He's about 8.5 points, 9.5 rebounds. That's the type of player that any coach would want on their team.
Oh, definitely. And it's unbelievable how unselfish he is. He's one of the kids all the time that we're saying, look at the hoop first and pass second. I mean, it's his personality to try to get the ball to his teammates. And without looking at the stats directly, I think he's had somewhere between 15 and 17 block shots in the last two games, which is amazing. And he does a great job of, when he's blocking the shots, making sure he's got two hands up, not getting his body into him. So he's been a major cog in our defense and helping us make sure people don't score at the rim on us.
Coach McCown, just learning about your team, hearing you talk about your Warriors, it makes me think you're on this 8-game winning streak, but so much has changed, and you guys are always pushing different buttons. You got such an unselfish group. It makes me think you guys have plenty of potential left to capture yet this season, don't you?
Well, we definitely do, and the crazy thing is, you know, starting on Friday night, we play 7 games in the next 15 days, starting on Friday.
Wow.
Which I really like it when it comes to tournament time, because, you know, we've been in the gym, and now we get a chance to go out and work on stuff on the floor also. And in those games, we play some great teams. We get AP on coming to our house on Friday night. And
right.
Arguably, I think AP, one of the best teams in the state. I've watched, obviously, a ton of film on him, and I just keep shaking my head and looking and thinking about Aaron, and going, wow. I mean, he is loaded. And we have Jessup twice coming up in the last several games, and they're playing great right now, too. And, you know, so like you said, you know, in our league, it's that kind of stuff for us. And we'll have to do some really, really good things to keep this winning streak going. But what a great challenge and what a great way to get ourselves ready for tournament time.
Yeah, I think your game Friday night is arguably the best game across the entire state of Iowa. Two just great teams that are going to battle it out. But these Falcons, Coach McCown, you got to tell us a little bit more. They are a juggernaut, 86 points per game, led by Jaden Mackey, who's going to go play ball at Upper Iowa. What can you tell us about the challenge of such a high-powered offense led by such a talented guard like Jaden Mackey?
Yeah, you know, one of the most exciting people about him going to Upper Iowa is me, since Brooks, my son, is the coach at Upper Iowa.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, yes, Brooks. But, yeah, he is a ton to handle. Kind of like we were talking about Gunner, he's not selfish. You watch him, he'll pass the ball, get it to the open guys, and that kind of stuff. And the tough thing to guard about him is, I think, you know, even as great of a three-point shooter he is, I think he's better going to the hole. So you got to make a huge choice. Okay, if we rush him, he's going to go to the hole. How are we going to stop that? If we take a step off, he's going to knock down a three against us. And then the other kids they have to go with him. I don't know, seriously, at least in the last 10 to 20 years of my career, if I've faced a better shooting all-around basketball team than what we're going to face on Friday night. Their three-point percentages are incredible. And then they can score at the post. So, you know, what a challenge. And they're the leading scoring team in the state of Iowa right now, all classes. So, you know, it's going to be a great challenge for us. But, again, we walk into it that way. A great challenge. Let's get excited about playing a team this good. And what can we do to make ourselves better with this game?
Coach McCown, thanks so much for the time on the show today. Best of luck, best of health the rest of the season. And I think I speak for a lot of people in the Cedar Valley that we can't wait to see that battle on Friday night against AP. Thanks so much, Coach.
Hey, thanks for having us on. I love your show, man. Thank you.